Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
B98.5's Tad and Drex Show podcast, helping you catch up on what you missed.
Now, Kara, your family member called you a derogatory name, but the question is, was he justified in calling you that name?
Last week, I was on vacation, went to the beach with my husband, my godson, and my best friend came and spent the afternoon with us on the beach, and there was a lady who would come down with three of her friends. And she only had one leg. She had a prosthesis on and was on crutches. And immediately when I saw her trying to come down the stairs on crutches, I was like, oh, that poor thing trying to get through the sand in crutches is just,
it's hard to walk on
the worst.
The sand just
with two normal legs, I know. So, you know, she and her friends sat down and got comfortable and spent the afternoon. And then I noticed her friends get up and they were gone. And they left her to collect her stuff, take her bag and her chair, and go back up the stairs by herself.
Sounds like this upset you.
I was very upset, and I told my husband Ryan, I'm like, please go help this woman up the stairs. And of course, like the prince that he is, he jumps up, grabs her bag and her chair, and, you know, helps her up the stairs like I asked him to, and my godson sat there and said, ugh, Aunt Kara, you're such a Karen. You're being such a Karen.
What?
And I said the same thing. I'm like, why? Because I'm upset that her friends ditched her to hoof it back up by herself. So I went and had some words with the friends, and maybe that was the reason why my godson told me I was being a Karen, but...
Hold on a second. You tracked down the friends that left this young lady.
Yeah, because I went with Ryan and went to make sure that she got to her friends and they hadn't completely ditched her and they were still washing their feet off and stuff. And I was like, y'all, not cool to leave your friend. You know, obviously she's struggling through the sand and you just ditch her like that. Not cool.
When you had the conversation with the friends, did you say it just like you said it to me with that tone and everything?
Mm-hmm. And they didn't, they didn't say anything, but the woman was very nice and said, thank you so much for, helping me get to where I was going. And we went back to the beach and then my godson told me I was being a Karen.
Which, I mean, that word, first of all, calling someone a Karen or saying that's a Karen, it's very low hanging fruit.
It is.
And it's becoming a borderline offensive word and offensive term to call somebody.
It is. It hurt my feelings because I was just trying to make sure that this lady was okay, that, I was trying to do something nice. And here my godson is telling me I'm a complaining Karen.
Telling your husband to go help out wasn't a bad thing, but then chasing after the friends and berating them, I mean, that's a tough call for me.
What? Really?
It's called Three Calls Says It All. We have three people on hold, Paula, Katie, and Adriana. They're going to decide whether or not you were being a Karen or not. First up, Paula in Adairsville, what do you think?
I think she was right to call those friends out because I don't think they were being very good friends.
Thank you, Paula. That's what I thought too.
It's hard to walk in the sand for a normal person problem.
Hey, have a good morning. Thank you.
Thank you, Paula.
You're right.
Katie, how are you?
Good. How are you guys?
You're in Kennesaw. Katie in Kennesaw, was Kara being a Karen?
Yeah, she was totally being a Karen.
Oh, man. Why?
I think it was just the confrontation. I think that, I'm 23, and I think that the mutual definition of a Karen is someone who asks for the manager or is unhappy with a situation that they really shouldn't be involved in.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that fits. If the shoe fits,
all
I guess
right.
I have to
Paula
wear it.
Paula says you weren't. Katie says you were. It comes down to Andrea?
Adriana, yes,
Adriana,
it is. Good morning.
In Big Canoe, you get the final call. Was Kara being a Karen?
Absolutely not.
Thank you.
You're welcome. No. Number one is her godson should have gotten up as he saw this and helped this lady himself. that would have been a well-raised, mannered young man.
Yes.
And the friends were absolutely incredibly dumb to leave her. Those are not real friends, and she needs to ditch them. They are carrots.
Agreed. Okay. I feel much better with my actions now.
I like what Andrea says there, is that you got tagged as being a Karen when your godson could have been tagged with being a hero.
That's right.
Had he have gotten up. So maybe he was feeling right. Inside, he was reflecting.
Oh.
Back on, all right. It's been decided. We do not have a Karen in the studio.
It's Tad and Drex's Info to Go on B98.5.
And it's brought to you by Breda Pest Management at 627. Going to see clouds and thunderstorms this afternoon, a high of 85. What's going on, Kara?
So when our friends over at Northside Hospital reach out for help, you know it's serious and it's time to jump in. Right now, they have an urgent need for plasma donations from recovered COVID-19 patients. And with Georgia recently reaching over 100,000 confirmed cases, they've got to be out there. So if you or someone you know previously tested positive for COVID-19 or had a positive antibody test, they are urging you to consider donating. Now, it's just like donating blood, except for they separate the plasma and then put your blood back in you. So you're not out any of your blood. They're just taking the plasma.
So they're saying the plasma is a treatment to help people who are currently in the hospital?
Who are currently hospitalized, possibly on ventilators, could save somebody's life. So if you happen to have been recovered or, like I said, had a positive antibody test, check out AtlantaBloodServices.com. Make an appointment. It takes about 45 minutes. And like I said, you could totally save someone's life.
And you can walk around telling people like, oh, I gave plasma today. What did you do today? I gave plasma today.
It was a plasma donation, not just blood plasma.
Plasma. It's fun to say, too.
You ready for a good feeling?
Well, let's do a good feeling, yes.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling, yeah.
Weddings are expensive. And if you're an essential worker right now, you don't really have much time or money to be planning a wedding.
Right.
So a couple of Atlanta's top wedding vendors are coming together to give one Georgia essential worker the wedding of their dreams, up to $75,000. Now, this is the Dream Wedding Giveaway presented by Miss Millie's, Dee Geller & Son, Alpine Bakery, Anna Christine Bridal, and almost 25 other vendors. Given you everything from planning to music to rings to catering. They even have somebody doing your video. And the owner of Miss Millie's Event Rental and Design, her name is Courtney Larimore. She came up with this contest after a nurse had recently detected a heart murmur in her young son. And this was just kind of her way to pay it forward for this nurse, kind of going above and beyond and letting them know that her young son had a problem.
Kara, we're coming up on a year of your wedding, correct?
Yep.
Like over Labor Day last year.
Uh-huh.
It's a beautiful wedding. You guys did a great job. I know you didn't spend anywhere near $75,000.
Oh, no way. Like less than half of that.
If you could have, you guys were watching the budget. Let's say you had 75 grand to play with.
Mm-hmm.
Was there anything you wanted to do? You wanted to have a big blowout, but it just didn't fit the budget. And with the 75 grand, you could.
I mean, I think we pretty much did everything we wanted to do. Mm. I may have had my giant like circle arch done out of real flowers instead of trying to do it myself out of fake flowers, because that was a real pain in the booty.
Those were fake?
Yeah, they were.
Would have never known, Kara.
Answer more questions than Kara. Grab a quick $100. But she won't make it easy. It's Are You Smarter Than Kara on B98.5.
Good morning, Patricia in Dallas. How are you?
Good morning.
Let's go ahead.
I'm doing well.
Good. Let's kick Kara out of the studio.
Get out, Kara.
See you, Patricia. Good luck.
Kara's going to throw that mask on, head outside of the studio. We will ask you 5 pop culture trivia questions, and we'll bring Kara back in. If you answer more right than Kara, you'll get $100 of her money. Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Question number one. Despite COVID cases on the rise in Florida, Disney World will reopen this Saturday. Name the park where Cinderella's castle is located.
Magic Kingdom.
Question number two. Kourtney Kardashian says keeping up with the Kardashians was actually toxic for her mental health. Can you name Kourtney's 2 full-blooded sisters?
So there's Kim Kardashian, and Khloe Kardashian.
All right. Question number 3. Martha Stewart revealed that she's been struck by lightning 3 times. True or false, Martha spent 6 months in jail for insider trading?
True.
Question number four. If we have football in the fall, a new survey says the average person eats 20 wings while watching a game. What two veggies usually accompany an order of wings?
Carrots and celery.
Question number five. The dots in the Domino's Pizza logo represent the number of locations they started with in the 60s. How many dots are in their logo?
Oh, gosh. I'm trying to picture my head. Five? We'll go five.
All right. Going to bring Kara in and let you know, Patricia and Dallas, you did wonderful this morning. Well done. You got four right.
Oh, man.
With super tough questions. And Kara, on number five, if you get it right, it's just going to be a guess.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Question number one is the same questions for Kara. Despite COVID cases on the rise in Florida, Disney World will reopen on Saturday. Name the park where Cinderella's castle is located.
The Magic Kingdom?
All right, that's what Patricia said, 1-1. Kourtney Kardashian, this is question two, says actually keeping up with the Kardashians was toxic for her mental health. Mm. Can you name Kourtney's two full-blooded sisters?
Kim and Khloe.
That's what Patricia said. 2-2. Question number three. Martha Stewart revealed she's been struck by lightning three times.
What?
Yeah. True or false? Martha spent 6 months in jail for insider trading.
True.
That is true. She was in the pokey. 3-3. That's what Patricia said. Question four. If we have football in the fall, a new survey says the average person eats 20 wings while watching a game. What two veggies usually accompany an order of wings?
Celery and carrots.
You know that one. Do you know that because of you or because your husband, Ryan?
Because that's what I had for dinner last night.
All right. All right. We're knotted up at four. Question number five. The dots in the Domino's Pizza logo represent the number of locations they started with in the 60s. How many dots are in their logo?
Is it three?
Is the correct answer. Wow. Did you just see it? You just saw it in your head?
Yeah, because it's two on one and one on the other.
Okay, Patricia said five. All right, final score, 5-4. Patricia and Dallas, are you smarter than Kara?
Oh, I'm not.
Kara, 810 wins and 28 losses.
Ooh, sorry, Patricia.
It's okay. Next time.
You got Tad Drex and Kara, B98.5, riding to work this morning. It's going to be dry with those thunderstorms and clouds coming in this afternoon, a high of 85. Kara, mm-hmm. When you want to know what's going on in the world, and there's just so much going on, you're going to turn on CNN, Fox News?
No way.
Oh, it's exhausting. News fest. Yeah, and who even knows? It's fake news. But if you want a hot take on the day's hottest news, well, you just got to turn to the car ride home with my 7-year-old daughter, Avery. We do it. I pick her up from camp, and it's a little game we like to do.
It's Carpool Commentary with Avery.
Hey, Shug, how was camp today?
Good.
Did you know that there are now three people that are going to run for president in November?
Oh, my God.
Wow. Donald Trump.
Of course.
Joe Biden.
Who is that?
Sleepy, sleepy Joe. And Kanye West.
I think I know him. Is he that Asian guy?
No, he's not an Asian guy. He's a rapper. He's a celebrity, and he's going to run for president. Isn't that weird?
No, not really.
That's not weird that a celebrity would run for president?
Wasn't Donald Trump a celebrity before he ran for president?
Okay, I mean, I guess you do have a good point. My question to you is, if you could pick any celebrity, any character from a movie, any YouTube star, anybody to be the president, who would you pick? I asked my 7-year-old daughter, Kara. She could pick anybody to be the president. To run this country, you know, have a platform, have a an agenda.
Yeah.
Who would my 7-year-old daughter pick?
Her American Girl doll. Who's her favorite American girl?
Oh, so she's got Samantha, and then she's got some short-haired blonde American Girl doll, who I don't know, but I know she's got the closet and the...
Right? American they all have a great backstory.
That's
They're
true.
All very smart.
Okay.
Very inquisitive. I think they could do it.
All right, let's take a listen.
Maybe Dove Cameron.
Who's Dove Cameron?
She's the girl that sang in The Descendants.
Oh, she's Mal from The Descendants.
Yeah.
Why would she make a good president?
Oh, she's super nice.
You have to be nice to be the president?
Yes. She's super careful. Like, she cares for other people.
So you have to be nice and you have to care for other people to be the president.
And
not steal things.
All right, well, I love you.
Okay, I love you too. Bye. Bye.
You know, these Disney stars, like my daughter loves The Descendants. Mm-hmm. So she'll watch the movies, and then she's got her YouTube kids. And then the Descendant stars kind of reveal who they really are behind the character.
Oh, really?
It's absolutely stinking brilliant, Kara.
Where was all of this when we were growing up?
I know, right? Like, we just had, what did we have? Like
VHS.
Yeah. The Power Rangers.
We had Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, we didn't get any of this behind-the-scenes action.
No way.
Yeah, we missed out.
Tad and Drex are keeping you up to date with everything you need to know. It's Info to Go on B98.5.
And it's brought to you by Breda Pest Management at 727. Dry this morning. Going to see some increase of clouds and thunderstorms this afternoon. A high of 85. Kara, what's going on?
Well, the state's largest school district, Gwinnett County Schools, made two big decisions during a special meeting yesterday afternoon. One, they're going to push back its start date to August 12th.
Okay.
And two, they're going to make masks mandatory for students, staff, and visitors. Now, they did say that if students aren't willing to wear a mask, then they should strongly consider taking that digital learning option. And most parents, I think across more than just the Gwinnett County school system, have until this Friday to decide whether or not they're going to send the kids back to class or take that digital learning option.
I was listening to Mark Arum, who does our traffic, but he also does a radio show on our sister station, WSB AM, and he was taking calls from parents, you know, to send the kids back to school, not send them back to school. But then I got some kids on the phone talking about that. And it made me think when I was listening, like, that's what's wrong with America. You should not give your child any opinion on any massive decision that needs to be made. Where do you want to go to dinner? If you're on vacation, like we're going to go to the pool or beach, okay, that's fine. But is it the kid's decision to go back to school? Hell no.
Ooh.
Absolutely. That's what's wrong. We're raising these children who think that they have an opinion, and then they get older and they act a mess, and that's what the situation we're in
right now. I get that, but I also think that we should kind of take their opinion into consideration. At least let them voice that opinion.
Not at my house.
Okay, well.
We don't even take it into consideration.
Let's get a good
you
feeling.
You
want
to get moving? Yeah. Okay.
Sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
Little Aria Ingram is a tough cookie. Now, she lives in Covington, and she's currently undergoing an experimental chemo treatment to hopefully slow down the growth from a rare genetic disorder that she's got called Clove Syndrome. Mm-hmm. So her family had hoped to have a couple of trees cleared from the backyard and kind of put up a tire swing for Aria and her little brother. Since, I mean, everything's kind of been on lockdown, and obviously she's got a medical condition. She can't be going out and about. So they wanted to give her a little kind of fun spot at home. Well, they called Benny's Tree Service to give them a quote, and little did they know it was going to change both families.
Well, when we got ready to leave, I got in the car. She started crawling up the front steps. I seen she didn't have part of her leg. So from that point till I got to the next job to look at, I cried all the way.
So that's Benny from Benny's Tree Service.
That was Benny Williams,
okay.
And he wanted Aria to have a safe haven, to forget about all these doctor visits and chemo and all of this craziness going on. Found her this gigantic swing set, like a climbing structure, the whole nine. Called her dad and said, you know, I found this little swing set that would like to do for her.
So
he came over. They had no idea how big it was.
Wait, Benny...
Took it upon himself.
Oh, he didn't. They didn't buy. They didn't contract through Benny's Tree Service to put up the swing set. Benny just went ahead and did it himself.
Benny went ahead and did it himself. And Aria sent him a little thank you card that he has on his refrigerator that he says he looks at every day to be reminded to pray for Aria and her family. And it is just like the sweetest. We need more people like Benny Williams. This is all in Covington. So.
Yeah, a friend of mine said a long time ago, you do something nice for me, that's great. You do something nice for my kid, I'm never going to forget you. And that's always stuck with me. Do we have any info on Benny's Cheese Service? Because I feel like, I mean, that man needs some cookies or like, can we give him a free plug?
I don't know. I just know that they're in Covington. Benny's Tree Service, I mean, call him up.
Okay. Google Benny's Tree Service.
People.
Yeah, this man deserves it, no question.
Right?
Here at B98.5. Going to be dry this morning, but just could see those pop-up thunderstorms this afternoon with a high of 85. Kara, this whole thing started when I believe someone asked Matt Ryan in the Falcons locker room a couple years ago, is a hot dog a sandwich or not? And then after that, this whole debate culture was born.
Right.
Any topic, situation, any piece of conflict then turned into a this side or that side.
A huge thing.
Huge debate.
Yeah.
And of course, it's now consuming whether kids should go back to school mm-hmm. in the fall.
Yep.
And what's been going on in our, like, you know, we've got our big counties, Gwinnett, DeKalb, Fulton, Cherokee, Forsyth, Cobb.
Mm-hmm.
What's kind of the consensus so far?
I mean, everybody's kind of on a different schedule. They've been pushing back start dates. They're still trying to figure out, are we going to go in classroom? Are we going to go virtual? They're letting parents make that decision, but it's come down to crunch time for parents to have to decide, am I okay with sending my child back into a traditional classroom, or, you know, do I feel better, you know, keeping them at home and letting them do the virtual learning?
There was a round table at the White House yesterday where, of course, the president was there, some educators, even some parents were there. I believe there was a woman, a mom from Woodstock that was there, and the Forsyth County superintendent had a chance to speak.
We're ready to go. We're going to open our doors on August 6th. We've been planning and preparing all summer.
So we're going to do the first ever Tad, Drex, and Kara unscientific, completely unreliable people poll. Are you going to send your kids back to school this fall? Laura in Brookhaven, what do you say?
So I just got him like re-enrolled. The staff is being wonderful and they're implementing great new rules, but I just don't trust other parents, especially now with the spike getting higher. We were just about to take him back and we said, So luckily the in-laws are cool with watching it, but for now we're just going to try to be safe.
So it's not the schools you're worried about, it's the other parents and how they're kind of treating things at their own homes?
Exactly, because I know from previous, before COVID, that they had no problem dropping off their sick kids and going on the street. Like, everyone's always sick. So, like, I'm kind of treating this the same.
Laura, appreciate the phone call. Sarah in Winder, sending the kids back to school or not this fall?
Kids are going back to school. I mean, come on, people.
Hey, kids are going back to school or your kids are going back to school?
my kids are going back to school.
And you say, come on, people. What do you mean by that?
You just can't stop the world from turning. I agree with Bill that just called in. Yeah. We have got to get things moving. We have got to get the economy moving, the kids back to school. And if they're relying on parents to teach their children, our children are going to be in a sad state of affairs when they start to really develop. Because we are not teachers and we're not equipped for teaching and parenting and teaching are split things. We need to separate that. We need time away from our kids. Our kids need time away from us. And they need to learn from professionals. And they need to get back to school and get back to learning and get back to life.
Sarah, I agree with you on that. I do love my daughter, but after about 4 or 5 hours straight, I'm like, don't you have a friend to play with?
What do you think her poor teacher feels like?
Well, listen, that poor teacher entered into that profession, and that they should have thought about that before. If they're not interested in teaching children, they should find something else to do. Walmart, Amazon, they're all hiring. Go do something else, sweetheart.
Did you just hear Sarah drop the mic there?
I did. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the Tad and Drex Show podcast. Subscribe for automatic updates and listen live weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. on B98.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.